on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Resurrection here on Phoenix FM with me, Paul Golder. Special show tonight. It's that time of year where we're picking our favourite songs of the year. And I've picked so many that we're spreading them out over two shows. So this is part one, 2 hours of my favourite tunes from my most listened to singles and albums. Big variety of music. Hope you're going to enjoy it. Going to start with the wonderful San Francisco band Destroy Boys and a single that they released in August. This is Shadow, I'm Breaking Down.
Like clouds pass over the sun, rocks flow like a river runs.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection. That was Chroma, a band from Pontypridd. Now, when I say the word Chroma, I know you're thinking C-R-O-M-E-R, but they're actually C-H-R-O-M-A, a band who signed to Alco Pop Records in the year. That was a single that came out in April. That was Don't Mind Me, and before that, the Linda Lindas, punk band from Los Angeles. Another song from back in April. That was Too Many Things. Now, I'm playing my favourite songs of the year on tonight's show, and I've mixed them up so they're not in any particular order. I am playing my number one single of the year, but I think it's number 26 on the list here tonight. I just felt it was a bit of an anti-climax if I just started with all the very, very best songs and moved down, but they're all great, so it doesn't really matter. This is definitely from one of my favourite albums of the year. So good to see Blur back. The Ballad of Darren came out in July, another number one album. Saw them live at Newcastle City Hall as well as Wembley Stadium, sounding as great as ever. Here's the track they opened both of those gigs with. This is St Charles Square.
Ghosts come back to haunt me. Happy.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection with me, Paul Golder, playing out my favourite songs of 2023. Now, that was a band I hadn't seen live for 17 years, Be Your Own Pet. I managed to catch them at the launch party for that album, Mummy, from which that track is taken. That was at Rough Trade East in, I think it was in August, and that was the lead single from it, Hand Grenade. Absolutely brilliant band live. Definitely worth checking out if you can get to see them. Adwaith before that, and I started 2023 by watching Adwaith live at The Grace in the Highbury Corner, just above the garage. I think they used to call it upstairs at the garage, didn't they? Brilliant band. Looking forward to catching them live again next year. And they got their third album out next year as well. And I think that's probably going to be taken from it. That features James Dean Bradfield on guitar from the Manic Street Preachers. That was Addo. Now, sadly, we said goodbye this year to Salad, who reformed a few years ago and were very prolific in that time, releasing singles and albums and gigging quite a lot. I think I got to see them about 15 times second time round, which I was really happy about. And of course, they came down to Phoenix a couple of times as well. This turned out to be their final single. We didn't know it at the time. Came out in February. I Didn't Know You'd Gone.
I didn't know you'd gone. I didn't know you'd left. I didn't know you'd gone. Now I'm feeling the rest. All the places I've been and all the cities I've seen. It was always with you. It was always with you. You left a note in the hall. I didn't see it for 2 days. And now I've read it, and it's ruined my day. I thought things were fine. I didn't realize you weren't feeling okay. We had a good thing going. A sugar mine on a sled. You sounded so carefree. That's why we gotta make the most of our lives. You're not coming back. It was always with you. It was always with you. I didn't know you had a ticket to ride, and it's not a return. You let the touch make the mist turn back. That's why we both gotta make the most of our lives. You're not coming back.
Politically. With the siren on, sweeping up trunks and belligerent in the town square, mopping up spill of the mentally ill there. Sebastian dressed in a black stab vest with a patch saying press Velcro to his chest. Tasering dudes, no shirts, no shoes on the high street. Breaking up fights on stacking head nights. The marriage of Sebastian says will never last.
Sebastian's gone on a ride along.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection playing out some of our favourite songs of 2023. In no particular order, that was Jim Bob, former lead singer with Carter, the Unstoppable Sex Machine, and Sebastian's Gone on a Ride Along. That was taken from his new album, Thanks for Reaching Out, which came out in June. Before that, Swansea Sound and the title track from their most recent album, 20th Century, which came out in September. Band I haven't seen live for quite a while are the Metatrons. Managed to catch them a couple of times, supporting all as images once at Chinneries in Southend, and also at the Green Room, I think it was called, in Welling Garden City, when they supported Ed Borry from Smash. That was a fantastic night out. Scare Taxi played that one as well. They're their fourth album, Lumination, out in June. From it, this track's called Static.
Teilst du dich in zwei für mich mit Worten? zu mir zu kommen. Zwei zugedrückte Augen, noch kein Lächeln, das sich formt. Und dann ziehst du ein, willst du sein. Wurdest du gesendet aus den Fäden dieser Zeit.
FM and Resurrection playing out our favourite songs of 2023. That was from the debut album from Keeley, Irish band with the eponymous singer. Floating Above Everything Else came out on Dimple Discs on June the 30th. Produced by Paul Tipler, who's worked with Stereo Lab and Placebo. Now, Keeley actually came down to the studio and played some songs live on Drive. I think it was in September on Joe Bailey's show. And then both of us happened to be in Bristol the very next evening, as you do. I had tickets to see the Darling Buds play at the Thunderbolt in Bristol, and I think I went all the way to Bristol because the Darling Buds were playing in London as well, and I couldn't make that one, and I thought, not going to miss them another year. Keeley supported that night, and it was absolutely fantastic. Brilliant live. That was taken from Floating Above Everything Else, You Never Made It That Far. Before that, German band Laura Lee and the Jets with their first new music in 2 years came out last month. Deezer Tag and hoping for a new album in 2024, fingers crossed. Now, one of the bands I saw earlier on in 2023 were the Others. People seem to forget about them. They were a massive band in the mid-2000s, always in the Enemy and the Melody Maker on a lot of the music channels that we used to have on Sky as well. Controversial, had a fanatical following, played loads and loads of gigs, and they're always brilliant live. Lead singer Dominic Masters has been in the studio a few times as well, playing music that he likes. Now, they brought out their fourth album, Look At You All Now, and they released it as a free download on Bandcamp back in March. It's still there. Played a lot of these songs at the Garage at a launch gig back in March. Absolutely brilliant. Looking forward to seeing them live again at some point in the future. From Look At You All Now, this is Rights.
Another question. It takes up your time.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection. Paul Gold are playing out my favourite songs of 2023. And that was from a Manchester band called Steel Traffico, and they just emailed me that song. A lot of bands email me their stuff, so I do listen to it as much as I can. And it was their debut single, came out at the end of September, and I love that track. Played it on several of the shows after that, and here we are on the best of 2023. Playing it again. Public Body before that, Brighton band. And I've got a feeling that we've got a second part of the show next week, and I've got a feeling that I'm playing another one from them next week. They had a great album. Album Big Mess, which came out in June, and that was from it, Driven by Data. Now, one of the bands that gets quite a few plaudits this year in electronic circles are Warrington Runcorn New Town Development Plan, and I'm a sucker for band names like that, I have to admit. It's the project of electronic artist Gordon Chapman Fox, brought out a debut album, The Nation's Most Central Location, and there's another album in the pipeline as well. A little bit different to most of the music I play on my show, although I do still love the electronic and experimental stuff. Don't listen to as much of it as I used though. But The Nation's Most Central Location was a fantastic album. I went to Warrington and Runcorn last year as well, part of my walk through Britain, which I did for some reason, walk through both towns. Didn't go to Thelwall though, don't even know if it's a place. Anyway, this song is called Thelwall Viaduct. Of course it's a place.